AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An Israeli airstrike targeted Iran's state-run TV when it was on the air live. The anchor ran off the set once the explosion started. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli strikes have set Iran's nuclear program back a very, very long time. It comes as Iran continues to hit Israeli targets. The AP's Joe Fetterman is in Jerusalem.
Despite these gains, Iran is showing no signs of backing down. It has continued to fire barrages of long-range missiles into Israel, dozens of missiles. Israel does have air defenses, but it is not enough to stop all of the missile fire. We've seen a number of missiles land in Israeli cities, causing some heavy damage and deaths.
President Trump is talking about making the G7 bigger.
The G7 used to be the G8.
That was before Russia was removed 11 years ago after annexing Crimea.
And I would say that that was a mistake, because I think you wouldn't have a war right now if you had Russia in.
The president says life is more complicated without Vladimir Putin at the table.
Putin speaks to me. He doesn't speak to anybody else. He doesn't want to talk, because he was very insulted when he got thrown out of the G8.
Asked if China should also join the G7.
Well, it's not a bad idea. I don't mind that.
Beijing and Moscow would notably be authoritarian governments in a group whose other members are all democracies. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Prosecutors say the suspect in the shootings of two Minnesota state lawmakers planned to target two others. Vance Belter is accused of killing former House Speaker Melissa Hortman. State Senator Joe Hoffman was injured. Prosecutor Joe Thompson says Hoffman had a video camera aimed at the door.
Belter knocked on Senator Hoffman's front door and repeatedly shouted, "This is the police. Open the door."
This is AP News. Estee Lauder's son, Leonard, has died. He was 92.
He passed away on Saturday, surrounded by his family. Lauder was born in 1933 in New York City, the eldest son of Estee and Joseph Lauder, founders of Estee Lauder Companies. He formally joined the business in his mid-20s and for over six decades expanded his family's cosmetics company into a multi-brand global giant. Lauder was also a longtime supporter of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. He pledged his 78-piece collection of Cubist art to the museum, the largest single philanthropic gift in the museum's history. Lauder served as a lieutenant in the U.S. Navy and as a Navy reservist. His son William P. Lauder, chair of the board at the Estee Lauder Companies, in a statement said, "He was the most charitable man I have ever known, believing that art and education belong to everyone and championing the fight against diseases such as Alzheimer's and breast cancer." I'm Marcela Sanchez.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.